So I would like to start because it's a rather lengthy one from the practice. 2 days ago, after first becoming like aware of the six sense doors at the same time, and I've became aversive, mildly aversive towards anything connected with meditation.
What question is?
That's more like a report, and there would be question after that, but
Okay.
it's like, and so I've decided to sit anyway and stay with it, and after a time, instead of just looking at this aversiveness
Aversiveness.
aversiveness, yes, dosa. With just this is not me, not mine.
Nature. Not me,
It's
not my leader.
it's nature.
Nature.
Yeah, I started to think a concept of new mind that you spoke about appeared in my mind, and something shifted in a way that this aversiveness. Became more like couldn't grow because
Yes.
in each moment it was like reset and reset and reset, and to that there was this another sensation of like perception moving out. So like I was watching from almost one point. I was watching all six sense doors. And at this they became separate. Like usually they're mixed. It would be like if it was water with six colors, they became distinct colors. And each one was, and this aversiveness and craving were just a part of one color. And thus I was able to observe everything with great clarity and like with serenity. And it lasted for about
Whatever. Yeah, you're just watching the process.
some time. And
What they show you, you just watching as much as you can.
yes,
Yeah, right.
yes, yes. And it was accompanied by this cold feeling within the head, like almost frosty one, but a pleasant one. And the funny thing about that was this kind of consciousness was very similar to everyday consciousness. In a way that I could do almost everything with ease, and I would not get lost in that. I could like accomplish. I felt like I could accomplish some complex task without like getting stuck or something else. Like I could like normally operate within the world, yet within being in this frame of being like really moved from the
Expedia.
And after that, on the next day, everything turned around, and I became really aversive to everything around, like with like pure anger, and almost as if I was carrying a stone that was really close to me. That was distinct from the aversiveness that occurred within single phenomena. That was one was more solid and staying within certain zone, like not moving much out, not moving much in. And then it kind of disappeared, then it appeared back. And today I had this while watching the pain sensations which arose quite intensely. On the second round, I became interested in this aversiveness, and
Very good.
I sat for an hour watching only aversiveness and pain really, really close. And then it became like this kind of stone, but it's conceptual only. It wasn't a stone at all. Again, and I couldn't like get rid of that. I couldn't like move away from that with saying it's nature and so forth. It was stable. And then I had this thought that probably the only way to handle this this stone was through metta.
Through metta?
Yeah.
Oh.
Through loving kindness.
Okay. Important is that you are not angry with the being. Mm-hmm. That is the most important. That if you really the mind is not resist to the pain, that time you can understand about some understanding can arise about the pain.
Mm.
Yes, Father, you can use.
That's all.
Very good. Continue. We are learning process, right? So again, our understanding not complete yet. We try again and again and again. That's all. No?
Mm.
Okay.
You teach that this kind of awareness can liberate in daily life, right?
Yes, we do use to daily life.
What?
Apply.
If applied. Daily life. So from your own life story, you told about it, with the depression and everything, and it seemed to happen only when you already became a monk.
Before lay person. What? And monk life is... This monk life last time... Many times before I go to monk, a temporary monk. I try sometime 1 year, 2 year practice monk and this role many times, Savanera and many monk. But this is the last time. I try. Before, I try to become monk. Okay. I try to become monk. But my understanding is not complete yet. A lot of defilement is already there, so fail. Again, I fail again, I dislodge, I cannot get up, continue. So later, and I realize I practice non-stop. That situation, I explain to you, because of defilement, depression, I need to practice all the time. So that time, my understanding is slowly growing.
In lay life.
Okay. I'm working with my job together. But practice is very hard that time. Hard meaning is moment to moment. Like just last time I saw, I tell you already, that time my attitude is, the meditating is first priority of my life.
It's what?
First priority.
Okay.
The other thing is secondary, not important.
But you realize that you do not get out of your difficult situation with depression and everything unless you completely devote yourself to this practice, right?
Yes.
In lay life, you realized
that time my lay life is totally no problem anymore. My life is then finished. Everything is okay. There is no any problem for my life. But I want to continue learning. That's why I choose this life.
So you get free of your depression already as a layman,
right,
through this practice.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Another short point. I never hear you teaching about impermanence, which usually is emphasized a lot in
Because other people tell him a lot, so I don't want to tell. Many
so
people all the time telling about this impermanence, dukkha, ananda. Yeah, sometimes I tell another and dukkha, impermanent, sometimes changing. Instead of impermanent, I use the changing, new.
Okay.
It is an experience. But I let this impermanent to yogi naturally really understand arising. I don't want to make the hook to yogi. Because the impermanent is, you already know everybody. And also this understanding, you can really watch your phenomena. Naturally, this understanding can arise. I no need to tell too much.
But you tell a lot about nature. And
yeah, nature. That's why nature is for another. Because
For another.
Because of this idea is, and when we are practicing time, very important. Otherwise, you practice with the ego, i.e. itself. So vipassana practice cannot come.
But can anatta be fully understood without first clearly seeing anicca?
Intellectual level you can use. Nature. This is a, we intellectually we take off the self. But we are not really understanding yet.
Yeah,
we
understand.
We need to prove this real or not later.
Yeah, I understand. But normally it always says anicca, impermanence, anicca, is dukkha, the reason for dukkha and
because
anatta.
Because this depends on personality. You cannot say anicca first in understanding coming.
Okay.
You cannot say. This is depend on the personality. Some people anatta first very closely, very easily to understand anatta first. So I not want to be make target the yogi. Because of yogi is make target, then they try to follow this. Then he left other thing a lot. He tried to fix this one.
Anicca.
Then he don't know about dukkha, anatta, I don't know.
What do you think about the Cuenca approach, which is a huge one?
He understand this way, he teaching this way.
Okay, so you don't
no.
Value.
That's not my job.
Okay.
Not my responsibility.
Thank you.
So I have a question about practice and the sitting meditation.
Yeah.
I often experience a kind of state which is calm, pleasant, but it is dull, dull.
Yeah. Not clear.
And and what if I observe it, when I observe the pleasantness, it helps because I relax a bit. Because there is a craving for the pleasant, and so it relaxes, but just a bit, and then it comes back to the dull state.
Right.
And I try to observe it.
Then you understanding this turning is because of craving. Craving is involved. The meditating mind is weak, so the view is blah.
This I understand, but perhaps the understanding is not strong enough because it comes back.
Yes.
And when I observe it, it just didn't change much. It changed a bit, relaxes a bit, and then comes back. And
so,
just continue. Okay.
If you really strong, your wisdom is really become strong. Immediately the view is like open, like clear.
Mm.
Yeah. So learning process, learning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No problem.
I have two questions about practice. The first one, I would like to ask you if it is better to speak in slower speed when the talking meditation is.
Yeah.
Is it better?
Yes,
to speak slower.
Slow down is better.
Slow down is better.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Because I'm speaking usually one by quite one. Quickly.
You can practice one sentence, then watch your mind again, away again, and one sentence, watch again, also again.
Also easily.
Practice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because this is the beginning. You never practice like this, so immediately not easy.
And then to come to the original speed, then
natural
later
speed,
to
then slowly,
come to speak quickly.
Every time you speak to be aware of yourself or knowing yourself many times.
Yeah.
Right.
So the original speed or quick speed is not
awareness become momentum. Then you can do this.
Uh-huh, okay. And then I would like to ask you because it is nice to drive on the motorway. But everybody...
Motorway,
I mean the highway.
Highway, motorway, or highway.
Highway, yeah. For if I'm driving for longer time in a car, I usually use listening your recording.
Oh.
This is why I'm not able to sleep.
Oh.
So, okay.
Okay, you
perfect,
can...
Perfect way.
You can use also awareness.
I can use awareness, I know. When I am using awareness, it works.
Driving meditation
well.
Also very good.
It's very good.
Right.
It's very easy.
But But if you're doing meditation, no, very dangerous to focus. If you focus, very dangerous.
And the question I have is, if I am diving in a day, I can do it in the way you say, so that I'm not sleepy. But how can I do it at night when I'm diving at a time when I'm used to sleep? That means it's about midnight and I am still driving. Is better or safer to stop, or it's better...
If you're very, really, really sleepy, you need to stop and sleep.
I can't continue meditation.
Right, right. Better
I can't
to sleep.
Better to sleep, okay.
Maybe here. Yeah. Don't make me cry.
Okay. Thank you.
So you said that we just should be aware continuously, right? And that's all we should do. But then we shouldn't be aware just mechanically, but we should be aware wisely. So what is the difference between being aware mechanically?
Mechanically is that you just try to be make happy, no wise, no wisdom.
Right? But what is the difference in
what wisely mean is what must be involved. The wisdom must be involved. Not so blindly aware, right? We are aware, but not blindly aware, intelligently aware.
Right. So I'm doing more than just being aware, right? I'm trying actively to put the wisdom in. Is that correct?
Yes, right, yes. If you know wisdom, sometimes people are aware but not only push. This is for yogi, they use too much effort, people. I recommend the wisdom, need to be wisdom. If you naturally, some people, they are aware, naturally wisdom is naturally growing, there's no need to be push. This is the nature. If you're someone here aware, naturally then mind can know how to do better. Should or not need or necessary. Not naturally, this is naturally coming. But now people, a lot of people, they meditate is too much force. So then wisdom cannot come. That's why I said this more wisely, intelligently. Okay?
So I should be basically more relaxed.
Yes.
When I'm meditating, and then the wisdom will come automatically, or should I try actively to...
This, you check your mind. You check in your mind, the awareness there, wisdom there or not. If your wisdom is weak, sometimes you're not very interested, you need to make interest. Use the question, it's become more interest. Right? This is intentionally we need to use sometime.
Because right? Like I find I'm trying to be aware like wisely with wisdom, but then I always find that I'm making too much effort with the wisdom.
So
that
then you know it is too much, less. Right?
Okay.
This is adjustment yourself, fine tuning. Mm-hmm. Depend on your mind, right?
And
not all the time follow that instruction. You need to check how to adjust your awareness with the wisdom have or not, right? Actually, awareness is a five indriya must be balanced. All together balanced, then awareness becomes stronger. Right? Not only awareness and effort. Faith, wisdom, samadhi must be together and balanced. Walking together, then he's probably over walking. You need to change your balance. How to change your balance? How to see? You must see that this meditating mind, then you can balance. What happening in your mind? You can see, then this is your chance to check, to tune in about your meditating mind, which is more stronger. Sometimes somebody more stronger, efforts too much, wisdom too much, we adjust yourself. Awareness know what happening, then he adjusts himself. Right? Depend on your experience.
Does anybody have a question related to this? Because I would like to ask another question which is unrelated. So, another question is a short one. When I see the defilements, should I try to recognize whether it's dosa, lobha, or moha, or should I just observe it as it is? Or
as it is mean what?
Just like, I don't know, just like English observe word, it.
As it is what? We are always reading the Dhamma book, they said as it is, right?
Yes, but like...
As they are or as it is, what the meaning of as it is?
Without any commentary.
Some understand arising in the mind know what this, right? So you understanding, sometimes you can read, you can understand it, this is a craving very clearly because of you know the craving nature. Do you understand the craving characteristic? Then you can say this is a craving, this is a anger. This is also wisdom. So craving nature what? He show his nature as it is. Right? Mm-hmm. His characteristic is as it is. And also he's become nature is as it is. No personal, impersonal is as it is. So what kind of understanding involved? Arising. Do you get it?
Yes, but I mean like when I'm, for example, hungry.
Hungry is hungry, yeah.
It's a kind of craving.
No, right? Not yet. Sometimes I'm hungry, I don't want to eat. Maybe, right? Hungry, sometimes I don't want to eat. This is a nature, intention can come. Mm-hmm. If you're hungry, intention to eat is coming. But sometimes motivation is a craving very strong. Intention is to sometimes with the craving, sometimes with the wisdom. Without intention, you cannot eat. Right? Intention is a neutral, very neutral. This is a do something or make something happen. This is the main sankhara, meaning of sankhara. It do something, happen, make it happen something. That is sankhara, you need to do. Right? But motivation is what? Wisdom or craving. So if you're craving, we need to watch the craving and wisdom, let the wisdom arise. Don't craving continue. This evening, we talk about this. You sunbathing, right? Very hot. Now, weather is cold. If you sun hot, everybody go out. Lie down there. Or enjoy the sun. This motivation is what? Why you are bathing? Sunbathing or why you are doing this?
It's because it's pleasant.
Meditate or enjoying?
Yes, enjoying.
Most of the time enjoy. Because this is a Westerner people, all everybody's mind is like this. Because of all the time cold. All the time cold, the mind don't like. So opposite come, he like. Warmness come, he like. So if you can do this for healthy or for health, you can do this, it's a wisdom. For craving is this is a craving. Only the craving to do this. Right? So then I ask the question, what do you want to do? Do you stop or you know this is a craving is doing? You try to stop or try to stop craving or try to stop the action? If you stop the action, no craving cannot come. You're not doing this, craving cannot arise, right? Because of no object. But sometimes we need. If necessary, we do. This is a wisdom, motivate. Wisdom is order, wisdom is pushing. Right? So, need and want. Wisdom and wisdom pushing, this is because of need we need to do. Without craving. Craving is because of he want to do. Not need. Right? Sometimes very cold, you need to want body, but this is a body circuit. For body better, you can do this, right? But motivation is different. Action is doing this, but motivation is very different. Wisdom or craving.
So if you sunbathe for health reasons,
yeah,
that's okay.
But you're not cheating.
No.
But you need to see your mind honestly, no? Honestly.
So,
honestly,
with what you're saying, Because in the world, sometimes one has to get things done.
Huh?
In the world, sometimes you have to do things.
Yes.
So if you use intention, whether it be for something creative or for a project you have to finish, if you use that intention, which could be a craving, but if you use it with wisdom.
Or craving. Every action. Your mental action, verbal action, and physical action. Because you every day you use. For example, you shower. Cold shower and hot shower, what do you do use?
Hot.
Why?
Craving. I see
people,
it.
People, we are our days. Country, we are like the cold water. Hot water don't like, very hot. Hot water is so funny.
Yeah.
Cold water like. But slowly I go out, come to the Europe and wherever you go, I go shower the hot water. Slowly, I like so hot water. Then I notice why you are liking this hot water. Before, don't like.
Because right? Weather cold. Because when I go to hot weather, I like cold shower.
You wear, every time you aware of your shower, you are not aware. The mind slowly. Every day you use something, you're not aware, then slowly craving must become like or disliking. Mm. Then later this hot, how do, now hot shower, how do you use a hot shower to not crave it? Yeah, it must be shower, right?
Yeah, only you can only
need,
observe
sometimes
it.
Sometimes need very cold that time, hot shower, the body is warm again. It's better for body, right?
Yes.
You need to adjust your temperature, bodily temperature. This is weather also important. It's outside cold, we need to warm, right?
Yes.
This you need to do. But problem is craving. How to shower without craving? Try.
Very difficult. Everything is in motivation.
I saw one bhikkhuni in Australia. I remember her report. Before, in Australia, sometimes they do the bhikkhuni or nun. He's a layman in retreat in Perth. I remember every time she report, she shower, he like very much cold water. And the bhikkhuni life also, he want to shower hot water. So how to do? So how to shower, how to wash the shower, how to shower this hot water and without craving?
It's a good title for your new book.
New book? The same every day that you do. How to eat without craving? Everything.
Or how to work, because I've been walking and I take some photos and I really observe it because I work with photos.
Mm-hmm.
So to every time I want to do a photo, I see craving, awareness goes.
Oh, why?
Because my focus goes out.
No.
And so I stop.
Because every time we watch this photo again and again, craving come, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because of when you take the photo, time also already with craving. Because of craving, you take this picture, right?
Yes.
So next time also, you look this picture at this craving and looking again and again and again.
She was talking about at the moment of craving.
Oh, you're craving. Yeah, okay.
When I take, because I work.
Yeah, if you don't want, you don't get the craving. If you don't want, or maybe memory, just for memory, this motivation different.
Yeah, no, for me, it's for work. I am a photographer in
work. Oh. So photographer, the arts people, the arts is a bit difficult because they need to enjoy and they do this.
Yeah. And there's very much a sense of I.
One time, I remember the America retreat in Crown Mountain, I think. One lady told she draw the picture 40 years already. She said, I'm trying to draw the picture. And sometimes he just trying to draw the picture. Every time he tried to draw the picture, is not good. Why? He asked me why. Sometimes just draw the picture. Then this is very good sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her, how many years you drawing? He said, 40 years. 30 years already. So the mind know how to paint, mm-hmm. how to draw. The mind know it, the mind already understand very well. So if your nature is working, very good. But if you are involved, you want to be better, some idea and coming, painting not good. Because mm-hmm. I involved. And one thing is there, not peaceful, not relaxed. Your duty, you're doing, your job is quite not good. Mm-hmm. If your nature is working, something you are long time, you work this, the mind already know itself. The mind is know very well. But we don't trust, because of this is many years doing this, the mind is very skillful. She don't know that my nature, so she were involved in, I draw this way, did that way. So I involved, then draw quality not good.
Can I add a question, please?
Wait, not finished yet. Right. And?
Yeah, it's just interesting in creativity.
Yeah, creativity is because of wisdom, you better to be creative. Because if your mind is calm, no craving, he can see many perspective, or how can use many point of view.
Mm-hmm.
If you have craving, he only know this way.
Mm.
Only one way. He only the view if you can narrow. If you no craving, his view many view he can see. Then he can more creative. You can create with the wisdom, not craving.
Mm.
Craving is not good. Yes.
I think, Sayad, that you just answered my question with your last sentence, but to put it in words, there can be interest without craving.
If your interest, like, sometimes craving also, define also interest because of what he want.
Yeah.
Only what he want, he also very interest. But I said interest is a wisdom interest. He want to know what is real. That is honestly want to know. This is wisdom. But craving also can. Sometimes you want to get the answer.
Hmm.
That's a become craving.
Because everybody has this field of thoughts and ideas associated around one's work, profession. Everybody has this particular kind of thoughts which go around his profession, his job, his daily struggle for survival. Yeah, and basically, if a good thought comes from this field... During this retreat, I tried to do some work in 1 hour or per day because I thought that it's better to practice a bit here than be like surprised. Oh my God, I'm again at work. Ah! And you know, so
yes.
Observe. And I tell that in here, my working, which is writing, was quite idealistic, I would say. It was not so much like I was...
Yeah, mind is so clear, the mind is...
Yeah.
No craving, mind peaceful. He can do quality better and better.
There was interest.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Malaysia Kato Master, after retreat, his Kato is very nice, very fast and very meaningful.
Like sword fighting? What's Kato?
Yeah. Sticks. Don't the mouse. Right? Katon.
Aha. Okay.
Kato Master.
Aha. Okay.
Idea is very good idea. Come.
Okay.
Your quality become better and better. Any field, any subject.
Mm.
Because of craving, you cannot do this.
Mm.
Better quality, not good. One of Steve Armstrong, the friend, he is a lot of business, big business for... What? Stop playing. Then he learned from Schumann, our center. Now next year he come back. Then he said, "You make me a lot of money." I don't know what you doing this, because I can handle my fear and craving. I hate money. He already buy and sell. Sometimes the price up, the craving come, he handle. Then he can think this how to do. Sometimes going down immediately fear come. Then he handle this. Then he can think reasonable way. His job also, he do many years. The mind already know. If you craving aversion, come down. His, how to say? This is English word. Intuition.
Intuition.
Intuition can come. If you some work you are always doing this many years, intuition is working. He know nature. What is what can happen. 80% more right. The mind know very well, no? So that's why he said, I can handle my fear and craving, then a lot of money gave. Otherwise, he lost a lot of money. Immediately, he followed the craving, aversion, then finish.
What was his job?
Stock, buying stock market.
Now they always start to practice with you.
He also reflect on what he was in his money investing in?
He every year he come to Burma and donate the school, high school, monastery. Every year, he get the money. They come and donate in our Burma every year, everywhere. He can go and look many 40 or 50 school in the village. He go there every year. He come to donate because a lot of money he get. So. Business is good, but not because of craving. Because of wisdom. Because of wisdom, your benefits succeed. If you, because of craving, your business more faster going down. Even then, you're a gambler. If you're very craving, you lose immediately. If you gambler, must be wise. Sometimes gambler mind and meditator mind the same. When he lose there, good meditation. The same mind. He lose the money. Oh, come back. You try it, follow. Sometimes yogi also, some good meditating, finish after meditating, he try to get, cannot get it. That time the quality of mind the same.
So what you just said brings me to a point.
Yeah.
Because if it's the craving which hinders the success.
Yeah, no matter what. Hindrance.
Yeah,
yes,
but you also have to look, at least how I understand Buddhism, because ethical motivation plays a big role. You also have to look in what you are doing. So, I mean, it's not so important to be successful, it's also to be important to be successful in the right kind of business or in the right kind of...
Everything you do can benefit because of motivation is wisdom. Wisdom is understand very well what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad, what is the cause, what is the effect. This understanding cause and effect is very important. What cause make this get the benefit? What cause make this you're falling down? Right? If you understand it, you cannot fall down.
So what do you say about a weapon trader who makes his money with selling weapons to all sorts of countries who oppress their people and so on?
This is another side. Okay. This is also not okay. This cannot sell in with a weapon. Cannot.
Just one example.
Buddhism,
you know?
they said cannot drug, weapon, well, fight this, cannot make the business. This is not dhamma ajiva. You should not do this. For other people harm, right? You should not do this business. So
the awareness is.
I want to tell you is, because of wisdom, every field, healthy business, family life, everything is good. That's why Buddha said, Mandewa or these two, how to say, Loki, Lokudra, how to translate? Worldly and unworthy, both are benefit if you apply this mindfulness meditation. Both become more benefit, right?
On this that you're saying on wisdom in family life, when I was reflecting on the way we're living here and how much wisdom there is, and then thinking of where I'm going back and how little wisdom there is, how difficult it's going to be because everything that I'm surrounded with is with defilement.
Yeah, right. Surrounded is all crazy.
And all my friends and, you know.
So you must very alert, awake.
I must what?
like a mental hospital. Right.
Yes, exactly. And,
Really, craving is mentally sick. Aversion very strong, mentally sick. Delusion very strong, mentally sick. So you need to stay with them very careful. Otherwise, you also burn.
It's very
you also have
yeah.
this craving, aversion, delusion. Stay there. So take care of yourself more.
Yes.
Right. Be careful. Everybody, don't believe, even your family also.
Yeah.
Because they have deluded.
Very
you know?
Much, yeah.
Yeah, they, if you someone he angry, intentionally or unintentionally, he make other people harm. Sure. Intentionally or unintentionally.
Mm.
Because of his mind is angry.
I was also, when I was thinking about this, worrying, not because it has happened to me in other moments in my life where I've gone searching for wisdom, I come back with a sense of self-righteousness. You
what?
Know this sense? It's a sense of, I have learned wisdom and you are all ignorant and poor. And
No,
like this judgment.
Yes.
Because
I'm more wise than you. Right?
Yes.
You have become warm
yeah.
up.
exactly.
You are always down.
Yes.
I'm warm up.
Yes.
It's also deluded.
Exactly.
Sometimes half understanding also very is a half understanding make this. So understanding more complete than you are settled down. Otherwise a little bit understanding make blow coming. I know and problem. So someone he make himself peaceful and relaxed. And this is also, he share the his surrounding is also good, right? He make himself peaceful and calmness, stay with life peacefully, then surrounding people are peaceful. Otherwise, if you are angry, the whole family is upset.
Yes.
Upset, maybe. Because everybody have related, have. Like at quantum theory.
Yeah.
You know,
energy.
Quantum theory, something change,
the whole thing changes.
All
the particles change.
Because all are connected. So if you are good, your power is very good, then you can handle everything. Right? So you make your mind full powerful. Then the whole family follow you.
I hope. In the Dhamma Vichaya, it says that for that to grow, one of the factors is to be surrounded by wisdom,
yeah.
by people with wisdom,
right.
or to not be with people without wisdom.
Yeah.
How should we handle if friends or people that we have nearby, none of them or most of them don't have this wisdom. Some of them have wisdom on certain
you
things,
are understanding.
And some have no wisdom
yes.
at all.
Right.
What do you do? Not loving see
kindness.
Them, stay away?
Compassion, loving kindness, use.
Yes.
Loving kindness, compassion, and sympathetic joy, and upekkha, equanimity. You can use many ways. So you are understanding two sides, right?
Mm-hmm.
Defilement side also you know. Wisdom side also you know. They don't know wisdom side.
Mm.
So you are more point of view bigger. So you need to forgive them, right? If you are them, the same. You are them, the same reaction, the same act like this.
Mm-hmm.
So you can understand yourself, then you can understand other people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are understand, you can forgive and forget, easier. That's what Jesus said, forget and forget. How to do, I don't know.
With wisdom.
Only this way, forget and forget naturally coming.
Yes.
You understand very well, so you know this a six and nine side, both sides. They
yes.
only know one side.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Sometimes people say, when I live life, I practice very hard. That time, my sister, my elder sister-in-law and my auntie, they said, this guy is crazy. Then my brother very angry and told me, they thought like this. Then I said, I'm not angry anymore. Their side is right. Their side is right. But I know I am not crazy very well. So I'm not angry anymore because they think this is abnormal, not like them. They think it's abnormal. Before I'm very naughty and teasing them all the time. Later I'm not talking anymore. So this little bit shocked and afraid. Then my behavior totally changed and the thing is different, something wrong. They don't know about this side, right? So they think for them is they think this right. But I'm very sure I'm not crazy. Beginning like this, because of you are a little bit extreme. Everything you're doing, you are not very skillful yet. Every time you become extreme. Slowly, slowly, then I can adjust how to... I can smile, no problem. That time, I don't care about them. If you met and I smile, they're satisfied. They don't say anything. But I'm not smiling, very mindful. My inside, all the time, my brain inside, they don't care, so they don't like. And slowly complaining or whatever. But this is a teaching, the experience teaching you how to adjust to communicate the people. Later and slowly you can know. The beginning is too much. Because of I don't know the limit yet, where we need to come. So in daily life, that time my mind is that this is very important, so I take care of myself all the time. I don't care other people. If you don't do like this also, you cannot practice. Cannot.
Right. One last question about observing pain. Is there a reason why in various retreats that I go to, mm-hmm. towards the end of the practice, of the sixth or seventh day, I get this very similar pain? It's not the same, of course, mm-hmm. but a very similar pain in a very similar place. Is there a reason why it's always... Why is there karma or something? Nothing like
whatever, any karma or whatever pain arising, you need understanding the nature of some... What is the pain? That's enough.
That's it.
Enough. You understanding something about the pain. If you understand something about the pain, you many times you're watching the pain without anger. Slowly you can understand something about the pain. Basically, very easy to understanding is the pain is object. It's not very difficult, mm-hmm. right? Being known. This is not good, not bad. Just being known. You can understanding the meaning of object. This also wisdom. Because of wisdom, the mind become equanimity. They said try equanimity. People, they don't know how to go to equanimity. Then they try to equanimity. Difficult. If you're watching your anger, it become equanimity. This is the way to go to the feeling. If your feeling come down, the equanimity rising, real equanimity rising. But they don't say how to do the equanimity. Just try the equanimity. Yeah, equanimity. How to do? But unconsciously cannot. You're intellectually equanimity. Equanimity, thinking equanimity, but unconsciously anger. So real equanimity not coming.
A number of times during practice, I have become aware of quite suddenly that what was in operation was a particular defilement. And usually it was quite a shock to see it. And immediately the... I think I've had two responses. One, I was glad. It was good to see.